Caution, the Mark Kunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Kunger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Kunger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Kunger Show, Mark Kunger.
Goes wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Kunger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
I'm, of course, your host, the one, the only Mark Kunger. Joining me, as always, the human furnace, Diane Brierley. Our menopausal on-fire woman.
Yeah.
And again, for another day, my Woo-hoo! Lovely wife, Debbie, is joining us. The crowd goes wild. Pretty fancy there.
This will make people very happy. You have no idea how much they always want to. Why isn't Debbie on the show? We want to hear from Mark's wife. You're making many listeners happy.
Nice dingly dangly.
I know. I love that. That's
is it your Africa?
I love that one.
It is, actually.
We got those in Africa. Yours too?
No, this one is not.
We went Africa. We went crazy going around, and these chicks went. We bought like tons of jewelry from this Chinese section of town. Mm-hmm.
It was cheap.
They were like a dollar.
$2, $3.
How much do you think that was?
This one was probably like $6 or $7.
Ooh, whoa,
but that's
money.
Still extraordinarily cheap.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, really nice looking pieces. Now stop and think about this. Someone in China
I know, we did
bought the pieces, hired someone to assemble them, put them in a box, shipped them to Africa, unloaded them from a ship, put them in a store, sold them for a dollar.
And made a profit.
A profit.
That's crazy scary. I like that one. I don't remember
how
you
is that even
one?
Possible? Anyway, so there we got the two ladies today. Engineering the show is always the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this show. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, your dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markkunger.com. Here's how the show works. You get to send us an email and remain totally anonymous. We, in turn, then are brutally honest. Anonymous, brutal, anonymous, brutal. That's how the show works. This is a show just about brutal honesty, not everyone's cup of tea. And I doubt, seriously, that in any real life encounters, anyone would be this brutally honest. I don't know, I might be.
Depends what day you catch me on.
If you're right here, you'd be much nicer. I mean, and that's why we don't take phone calls. Mm-hmm. I had one radio station call me, said, "Man, you guys ought to be taking phone calls." I said, "Dude, I don't take phone calls." He says, "Why not?" I said, "They have to be nice to these people." I don't want to be nice. I mean, it's the premise of the show. We just want to just, away from the concerns of how you feel about things, discuss give it to you straight. Mm-hmm. Again, not everyone's cup of tea, but anyone who participates in the show knows that's how it works. So keep that in mind when you're listening and you think it's awfully brutal. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, what do you got today?
Okay, here's a little heads up and warning for all of the women out there who think they're going to find Mr. Romeo True Love online. According to a survey, 67% of men joined e-dating sites for a hookup, for sex only. 67%. And 62 of these women said they joined the service to find true love.
So these men you're finding, they just want to get laid.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Warning, ladies.
So they're lying.
Warning. Mm-hmm. But I want to find true love.
Their profile Their profile may say, "I love long walks on the beach and I want to fall in love with you." And really, they just want to hook up with you.
True love.
Here's the thing. As soon as my wife saw this, she went, "Really?"
The surprise is.
What a shock. Okay, so stop and think about this.
I wasn't saying that like I thought it was a shock. I was just.
It's expected.
No, it's exactly. That's my point.
It's totally expected. Okay.
In other words, it's
this
so
is
obvious.
A surprise.
Yes, it is obvious.
Okay. Yes.
So this is a study. This is the result of a study. Mm-hmm. Somebody spent money. Money to find out if men just want to have sex.
And that's why they go online.
So they spent money to discover. It's like, oh, what a shock.
Yeah.
I wish the people would just give me the money. I don't know what the heck.
And it's easy pickings because a lot of these chicks that get on the online sites are pretty desperate.
Have you ever met somebody that's tried this?
The online dating? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do they say?
They find kind of cruddy guys and creepers and though I know people who have done it successfully and they find, I mean, they're like the eHarmony commercials, but that's few. Well, Most people just find creepers.
Obviously, there are a minority of people that will be able to do that, but that's been my experience with every single woman that has said that, and they're shocked. They'll say, well, that's not what they said in their profile.
They misrepresent themselves.
I told them up front. I was honest with them up front.
Yeah. I have another article.
They're shocked.
The top 10 lies people tell. We'll do it
a
different day.
The cliffs of insanity.
They're shocked.
The top 10 things people lie about on their dating profiles online. That's for another day. I found that. you can make yourself look like anything when all you're about is getting laid.
That's pretty much what
here's another. You don't have this one, but I jotted this one down. Another interesting study that sort of goes along with this. Silly as it seems, they interviewed guys who had visited prostitutes. Nearly a third of them thought that they would find true love.
No.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
That's insane. No.
A third of these guys. Yep.
Princess Bride Day today.
Thinking it would grow into something more. I think they've watched Pretty Woman too many times.
Uh-huh.
Men visiting prostitutes thinking they're going to find the woman who's going to fall in love with
them. A saver?
True.
Is that what they're trying to do?
Maybe.
Finding a hooker for
true love.
I think I'm looking for true love.
That's why I'm visiting call girls.
Let me go find some hoes.
Yeah. See, people are crazy. So just as silly as it is that these 62% of women think they're going to find true love with the hookup guys, a third of these guys think they're going to find true love from a prostitute.
Mama, I'm trying to find the right girl to build a family. So I'm going to go check out the hoes.
Explain that one to your family, will you?
What does she do for a living? She's in the service business.
She's in the service industry. Customer service.
She's into customer service.
We're not saying what kind of services she provides.
Oh my gosh. People are crazy.
I know.
We're having sex. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with your emails right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
And we are here, this podcast of the Mark Gunger Show. We're doing another plug for our sponsor. We have a new sponsor. Of all the sponsors we have. Actually, this is the only one.
The only one.
No, actually, we have a new sponsor with Fave Television, Family and Values Entertainment. We haven't got to it yet.
Yes.
We'll get there. But anyway, this podcast today is being brought to you by Audible.com. They're our first sponsor. Let's hear for them. They are the leading provider of audiobooks with over 100,000 downloadable titles from all across all types of literature.
Literature.
You want to be educated. Now, so you want to be educated. You don't have time to read, right? Right? So get an audiobook. Pop it in. You can listen to it. And you become educated that way automatically. It has fiction, nonfiction, periodical. What category are we in? We're probably nonfiction.
But we're not a book.
We're not a book, actually, yeah.
We need to get your book on there, though.
We should, but I can't imagine me sitting down and reading my whole book out loud.
I know, but you need to, because in your voice, it'll be the best.
I can't imagine just reading my book. I don't know if I've ever actually read my whole book in one sitting. It took forever to write it.
Do you ever read a book in its entirety in one setting?
On occasion, but not very often.
How many pages?
I'm not a big reader. Well, at least one page. That's the beautiful of audible.com.
You don't have to read. You just listen.
All you guys out there, you need to get this information. You don't need to read.
That's why you need to put it on audio. Your book.
And so audible.com. And check it out for the Mark Gunger Show listeners, because we have such power, such influence on the world. They are giving our listeners a free audiobook of your choice. A free book. You can go and pick any book you want. Mm-hmm. And listen to the whole, and you get it for absolutely free, and a 30-day free trial membership. All you have to do is go on to audiblepodcast.com/Gunger, G-U-N-G-O-R, okay? audiblepodcast.com/Gunger. Some great books, in Ottawa, there's 100,000. Oh, yeah. There's a gazillion. But some of them are a little crazy, but look for the good ones.
Yes.
Grace-Based Parenting by Tim Kimmel.
Yes, he's our friend.
Mm. We know Tim. He's a great guy. He actually reads it. Ken Davis, his book, Fully Alive, Lighten Up and Live. We love Ken Davis. Ken, he's crazy. He's a hilarious. That is.
I actually would get that book of
that
his.
That is
I would
one
like to
funny guy.
Oh, he's hilarious.
You should take the free thing and go on.
I should.
You know, actually, I should. I should go to my own website and get my own free book and listen to Ken Davis.
I want to.
Just go to audiblepodcast.com/Gunger. Audiblepodcast.com/Gunger. I think I'm going to do it so I can get Ken Davis's book for free and then laugh and tell him, I got your book and I didn't pay for it. All right, check it out.
Help me to stand. Help me to believe.
Context is everything, people.
You're back with the Mark Gunger Show. Talking about love, marriage, relationships. I am Mark Gunger, along with Diane Brarley and the love of my life, Debbie Gunger, who's actually joining us, which is very, very nice. Woo-hoo. Answering your emails about love, marriage, and relationships. Let's see what we have for today.
Okay, I hate to keep revisiting this topic, but I wanted to just because Debbie is here with us.
All the same ones revisited.
Yes, I know, but I really
again.
Want to hit this one since she's at the table with us today. So it's a husband writing. He says, my wife is feeling some pressure from friends and has some curiosity about reading The 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh,
he says, any advice? This really troubles me. I don't believe this is a book a Christian woman should read.
Do you think?
And I said, what do you mean by pressure? What is she curious about? He says, just hearing about it from friends and family, and they suggest that she reads it. She's curious about the story and the plot. They've been married 20 years. She's 42. And I said, okay, but hearing people talk about it makes you feel pressured. He says she's curious and wants to read about a guy who treats a woman horribly in many ways, including sexual. Sorry, just trying to understand the draw.
Now, what's the appeal here for a woman? I want to read about...
I'm sorry. I have to back that up. I asked him that question. So she's curious about a guy. This is what she's curious about. And he says mainly it's because it's selling like gangbusters. And so many people have talked about it, the lure of finding out what everybody's talking about. I'm trying to understand it. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, what is the draw that women want to read about some guy treating this woman? I don't understand it. And you're curious and you feel pressured to read that.
Well, that's his word. Maybe she really doesn't feel pressured. Maybe it's just more she's curious.
I think it's more curious.
It's like, you know, every now and then movies will come out and everybody's got a big thing about them. And just out of curiosity, you sit and you say, okay, I want to see what they're so
what
upset
the deal
about.
Is.
And it's not even like you have to watch the whole thing or read the whole thing, but you can flip through it. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but it can give you ammunition to come back and tell somebody why. You know what? I didn't read it cover to cover, but I did go and I opened it up and I did read X amount of it. And what in the heck? Why would you want to open it? So she could use it on the information she gets as ammunition to fight other people that think it's such a great book.
That's kind of the dilemma. I mean, we often find ourselves reading or looking or going to a movie to see something everybody's talking about just so you can respond to it and say, good Lord.
Well, I didn't read the whole book, but because this was such a buzz, I did want to go just for the purposes of being able to speak to this, went online and read several pages of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to buy it, didn't want to read the whole thing, but I read enough of it to get the gist of what's in
it. People are crazy. They're crazy. And they make these justifications. Again, we talked about on a previous show that people will allow anything as long as there's love involved.
And that was the one gal that I talked to. It was the love story.
Well, a guy can marry his cat if he wants. Why? As long as they love each other.
I've got a cat.
Yeah. They love each other. You know what I'm saying? That's everybody's word. Well, I can fornicate. I can commit adultery. I can be gay. As long as they love each other. It's like it doesn't matter what God says. As long as we love each other, everything God says goes thrown in the toilet. Yeah. Christians who think this way. And, you know, and then they make all these things, well, it's a great story and stuff, and no sense of morality.
Understand.
It's like we stepped into, you know, we went and saw this movie, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
We were bored. We went to see, I thought it was a kung fu movie.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good grief.
Dragon Tattoo! Hiya! 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 You know, kung fu, dragon, hiya!
We did not stay.
Yeah.
We got them. I mean, they're showing anal sex. They're showing stuff that would make a normal person vomit.
But you said the same thing, and actually, you put it on Facebook, and all these people were commenting, oh, that's a great story.
It's a great story. Really?
I can't get past the yuck to the great story.
Here, I have some arsenic for you, but it's in a really nice bottle, and it tastes really, really, I better hide this so I don't get sued for it. It's not really arsenic, but it's a really nice bottle, and it tastes great. Yeah, but it's arsenic, but it tastes so good.
Mm-mm.
How dumb are people? Good grief. Well, how dumb?
Yeah. How dumb were you?
No, I'm just saying. Oh. How dumb are people? It's a dumb question.
Oh.
They're incredibly dumb. We'll always have a job.
Yes, evidently we were not the smartest.
I will always have a job.
When we walked into that movie, we should have done a little investigating as to what.
Oh, we got it. And I
but
mean,
you left.
We
well,
did.
You didn't sit there and say I got hooked in the story.
But the room is full of people our age or older.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around thinking,
don't you think that this is
aren't
this
you guys grossed out by this? And they're like, oh, we finally, I can't take it. And we got them walked out. And they all kind of look like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, the first one was enough. Then after the second one, I'm like, okay.
And the third, I mean,
and then
it's
by the time
so
I get to the third, I say,
yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm not, I don't know, I'm going.
But now here's the kicker. It is a great story. But
if
I don't
you
care.
Can stomach that.
I don't care.
I can't stomach
I can't.
That stuff.
The arsenic tastes really good. You know, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I did leave this, and I kept wondering, do you know how that ended? because it was a good whodunit type. But you didn't need all that. But at some point, you got to use your brain.
Yeah.
You're going to add all this poison into your life so you can find out what happened in a story. And people say, well, that stuff doesn't affect me. Yeah. You think?
But you
think
know,
it doesn't affect you? That's why the devil sits and laughs his butt off.
The same
poisoning
thing,
people's lives because people don't use their brain.
The same thing can be said about porn because people are often curious.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they hear everybody talking about it and they start down that path surely out of curiosity as well. Yeah. I just don't think because you're curious about something.
Well, I just want to spice up my marriage.
You should open that up.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, they make all these compromises and then they wonder why their life is a disaster. Then they email me, Pastor Mark, my life is hell. Our marriage is hell. What is wrong with us? Because they do this stuff. They don't think.
Yeah.
People have no connection between what they do and what they get. They've completely thrown out what Jesus said, that the Bible teaches that you will reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
We in America, we do not believe what you will reap what you sow.
Mm-mm.
We think what you sow has absolutely nothing to do with what you get out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wrong. And people get these horrible marriages, these horrible situations, this horrible existence, and come to people like us, and they're just, why am I having this horrible? They see no connection. They don't even stop to analyze. Gee, maybe my life sucks because I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
This they don't get. But the Bible says God is not mocked. Don't fool yourself. You will reap what you sow. Your marriage stinks for a reason. Your life is awful for a reason. Your life is a failure for a reason. You have no money for a reason. It all goes on and it all ties back to you get what you put into it. And that's something, I'm telling you, just that, me saying that alone, making all kinds of people mad right now.
Mm-hmm.
What? You're saying, it's my fault? It's not about fault, it's you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
What you allow in your life
right.
is what you get, and they have no connection to this. And as a result, they're just clueless. The good news is, I'll always have a job. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more emails right after this.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
We're doing some dates with Jimmy. I gotta find some dates my wife will approve of. She'll let me out of the house. Go on the road.
What am I?
You're my taskmaster. That's what you are.
Poor Marky. His wife never lets him go out.
But I'm going out.
She's
and doing,
the ball and chain man.
I'm a ball and
you
chain.
You never get to go anywhere or do anything.
So I'm doing some
poor
gigs with,
baby.
Theoretically, mm-hmm. with Jimmy next year. And I'm excited about that.
Sturgis is one of them.
We're definitely doing Sturgis for the week, but I want to do some other gigs too.
And you're just playing the organ for him.
Just sitting back and doing the keyboards, man. Just
that's fun.
Just chilling, just hanging with the guys. Some guy time.
Mm-hmm.
Just a man needs some time away from the wife.
The wife needs some time away from the man.
It works both ways.
That's right. I think we'll have to come and go shopping. I'll come over and we'll do some shopping.
You guys can shop your brains out.
New York, here we come.
You two never spend any money.
Yes, we do.
No,
we
don't.
Just don't spend the kind of money you spend.
I spend money like a drunken monkey.
We know how to use self-control. We know how to do things in moderation.
We're the bargain shopper.
That's why
hunters.
I'm safe. So you guys go use all the self-control you want. Uh-huh. I'm going with Jimmy.
You act like it's not
I'm going to go buy $500 shirts while y'all are out there looking for that $3 sock.
Yeah.
Oh, we bought it for $3.
See, the funny thing is he acts like that's not fun for us.
I know.
You have no idea. That is what is so fun for us.
You're
that
crazy.
We can find something really cheap in the hunt and the bargain and all of that. That's
you're crazy, woman. Go on your mind.
Get back, witch.
Again.
You better watch out with that.
That's right. Don't play. Make sure which woman you're playing that for.
Oh, I didn't play for the redhead.
I know you didn't. Let's just make that perfectly clear.
That would be very, very bad.
Doghouse would be attached to that. Yeah, you're so hilarious.
That would be nasty.
You should be glad your wife doesn't spend money like you do. You'd all be living in the tent still.
I know.
That's true.
I know. I'm not complaining about it.
He just likes to make fun of it.
I'm just saying. Use it as a weapon.
Wouldn't be fun.
I'm going to be out with Jimmy. My wife and I will go shopping. You was a threat. And I said, that's not a threat.
There was nothing threatening
about
that.
You're always threatening me.
Oh, good heavens.
Play back the tape. Everybody, rewind your DVR.
All I said was, that's great. Then we have a time to go shopping.
We should go shopping.
I think you're both crazy.
There was no threat implied or
we need marriage counseling already in this room.
Oh, my gosh. Where's the flag?
Flag. Woo! Flag penalty.
Mm-hmm. All right. And after the instant replay.
Yeah. Upon further review, we always win, you know.
You're both nuts.
Okay.
All right.
Email says, we have been married just over a year and a half.
Yes.
We recently discussed starting a family.
Mm-hmm.
We prayed about it, and we both feel that God has revealed to us that we are ready.
Mm-hmm.
We were wondering if you have any advice for us through this. We are in a healthy place, and we want to do our best to prevent problems before they arise. We would love to be prepared for the changes that are inevitable. We appreciate you, and may God bless. They want They want some preemptive
advice
about
be
getting
prepared for conflict.
The children.
There will be conflict.
And
doesn't mean that it's bad.
But wait a minute.
They're trying to prevent problems before they arise.
Your child will have a runny nose. Wait. Before you do any of that, what is it with these people?
They just want to make sure they're prepared.
No. They're like Moses. God revealed to us
that we're ready.
You know, look, call me unspiritual. I'm just calling it like I see it. I have been serving Jesus for over 40 years. We have ministered. We have done mission work. We've put our lives in threat, given up everything, sacrificed, sir. But I've...
Did God reveal things to you?
God revealed to us that we're supposed to have. Really? If people are so spiritual, how come there's not more of the power of God in the world today? How come I not see more revival? I don't know.
God should be able to reveal to you what you need to do as a parent.
If you're that spirit, why are you writing me? Apparently, God will reveal stuff to you. I just think people are over spiritualizing it. We have to pray about it, and God has revealed to us. What does that mean? They had visions, they had dreams, and revealed to them what? That they're ready to have a baby?
That they're ready.
So you shouldn't have a baby until God reveals it to you? Well, that's the implication. Look, God revealed to us, therefore we're ready for a baby.
What if God revealed? No.
Did God reveal it to you before you got pregnant?
No.
You sinner! You terrible sinner!
Here's one. What if God revealed to her she was ready, but revealed to him
that he wasn't ready? Oh, I hear that all the time.
Then what do you do?
Just, my first bit of advice, it has nothing to do with your question. Chill out a bit. Stop with all the super spook stuff. Just read the Bible, live life, make your decisions, honor God.
But it's an appropriate thing.
God doesn't have to reveal to you. The Bible says get married, be fruitful, and multiply. You don't need a revelation for that. Good Lord, if you're going to go into marriage, talk about unpredictable. You're having children?
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm going to reveal to you that kid vomits all over you?
You can't possibly be prepared for every change and challenge that being a parent brings.
Okay, so anyway, I interrupted my wife. Now, tell her the joys that she's about to...
Well, no, they're wonderful joys.
I wouldn't go back and say no to it in a million.
No. I mean, I've got 5 grandkids. Number 6 is going to be coming.
6 is on the way. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo!
Yes, and I love it. And is there conflict when they come?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there is going to be. But it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't freak me out. I don't think it's horrible. When my kids told me no the first time, I didn't, fall apart and think that they were filled with the devil.
Yes, they
Cast
are
the
filled with the devil. Clearly you haven't seen what I saw. At times they are like they fall in the pillow. Oh. Blessing, you know. It's just, you know, just it is. It's going to be unpredictable. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be weird. It's going to be frustrating.
And be prepared. I don't know how you prepare for the unpredictable.
Well, one way you can prepare is don't over-spiritualize everything. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you don't need revelations to do the obvious. That's what irritates me. The obvious thing is you get married and have children. That's the obvious thing. You don't need a revelation for that. You need a revelation if you're going to sell everything and move to Botswana to serve. Now you might need a revelation for that. I need a revelation. We'll be back right after this.
Caution. The Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
I keep seeing your face when I close my eyes. I love the way you
Isn't that a nightmare?
Yeah. You beat me to the punch. You beat me to it.
I keep seeing your face when I close my eyes. You're back with Mark Unger talking about love, marriage, and relationships. We just had an email at the end of the first half hour. A lady who said, you know, the Lord's revealed to them they're ready to have children. And, of course, then I went off. It just irritates me. I hate this over-spiritual. You don't need a revelation for that, number one.
And
if you're so spiritual, why stop being so goofy. And here's the thing. You can read every book about parenting. You can memorize all the thoughts of James Dobson. You can, and let me tell you, and you can have all the revelations that you're ready. You're not ready.
No.
Well, nobody.
It's all going to be a surprise when you get there.
It's the unpredictable.
It's the unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Children are filled with that, and that's what makes it so wonderful.
Yeah.
It's all unpredictable.
Yeah.
No, you had something. You remember what you said?
To be the perfect parent, every person with their first child.
No, it is. It's the first child syndrome.
It's my first child syndrome.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Exactly. You know, their child's never going to have a runny nose. They're never going to say no. They're never going to, you know, argue with them about picking up the toy. Yeah, eat all the food because they're going to do the right things. And then they find out, gee, that's not so true.
Reality actually sets in.
And you need to be flexible. Well, they need to be flexible because it's not going to be.
But here's what's really bad. Not only is she going to be a first parent, she's a very spiritual first parent. So God has revealed her. But she's really ready.
$10 says that they married each other because God told them that
was
the
one. I'm sure.
$10.
Well, keep hanging on with that when you can't stand each other. And hang on to when your child starts driving you nuts that, remember, you're ready for this now. Yeah. So
and the changes in your marriage, too. Oh,
and definitely. Everybody is so crazy, especially with a first kid.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, that's why they say, we don't know who they are. The studies are that women who have three or more children, the large, bigger families, mm-hmm. are the ones that are healthier, happier, have less mental stress and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've always pointed out, the most stressed out women in the world are the ones with one kid.
Yeah, and the child.
Everybody's
strung out kids.
You know, because the first kid, everything's
perfection.
You're always waking up. Mm-hmm. He's still breathing, you know. By the third time, the third one comes along, you know, he's falling down the steps on fire. And, hey, he's fine. He's just a little fire.
Is there any blood involved?
There's no blood. He's good. That's not that much blood, Dad. We don't even count that as blood.
Put a Band-Aid on
it. No, they just relax. Yeah. That's why you women are all stressed out, one or two kids. Have a couple of more. Good Lord. Have a big family. Relax. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so despite your revelation, my dear, get ready for the ride of your life.
Yeah.
It's joy. It's great.
But it's going to be full of the unpredictable, and it will be very trying. Have more babies, and then it won't drive you quite as crazy.
I get mad at those surveys that say that people are the most unhappy in their marriage when they start having children, that those are the down years. I don't like that they put that out there, because I don't think that that's true. Mm-hmm. I think if you're really self-centered, narcissistic, and it's you don't like the changes, that it's true for those people.
And it can be true for people who just want, like, the one kid. It brings a great – I don't know what it is. It's that one kid. People with the first kid, they're always the weirdest, craziest people. All you moms out there with one kid right now, you're all nuts. Everyone. And here's what's funny. When you have your second or third one, you will agree with us that they're all nuts.
Yeah.
They will.
You're on your way, Nance, though. You're not.
You're on your way to Morgan. Okay. But
number two's on her way.
They're just crazy about everything. They're stressed out and coming unglued. Yeah. And the kid is stressed out because the mom is so stressed out. And they wait, 8 years before they have the second one. Best thing you ought to do, have one and then pop out another one. Chill out a little bit.
And people think that it will be so stressful the more kids you have. But it's actually the opposite.
The opposite. That's what they don't understand.
Yeah.
And the stress level goes down with the more of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because so we can advocate that. And what's funny about it is people with kids, first kids right now, they're not hearing a word we're saying. Mm-hmm. They don't believe it. They don't realize how crazy they are. Not all of them. There's not always. She wasn't that way. But I mean, they're by and large, it is the overwhelming sign of a kid yes. with a parent, with a woman particularly, with a first kid, they're just completely unglued.
Yeah. Everything has to be perfect.
And you know what's good?
People weren't like that, Nancy. No,
she wasn't. No, but not she's from pretty the mellow start. Anyway. Mm-hmm. But and there's always exceptions. We're talking generalities mm-hmm. here. But here's the thing. They tend to stay in that mode, even if they hang on to the one kid until he's 25.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
They're still stressed out. It never goes away.
They're the ones who show up at the job interview.
Exactly.
With,
oh, yeah, just man.
25-year-old son.
Have some more babies. Chill mm-hmm. out your life. Good grief. I just don't think it's normal.
Very possessive.
To be like that. Ugh, what a way to
and
live.
And the crazy mother-in-laws.
Maybe
and
that's why she got the revelation
that.
In. That she won't be as crazy or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay, on. Blended family question. I left my daughter's birth father when she was barely four.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Something like that. 5 years later, I am now remarried to a wonderful man of God who loves us both.
She left her, what?
She left the birth father when the girl
was
barely four.
They weren't married. That's language for we weren't married. I got pregnant.
Minor doesn't necessarily mean that. It just means maybe the father wasn't involved.
Yeah,
when you refer to the guy as the birth father, you're not married to the guy.
Possibly. I didn't ask that, but that would have been a good question. I just assumed divorce. She said there was mental abuse, emotional blackmail, and I strongly suspected cheating.
I have mental abuse just doing the show.
Especially when...
From you guys.
The two of us are here. Well, she calls him her ex, though, so I guess it could be. I assume she was married to him.
I'll bet
either
you
way.
Not.
Yeah, either way.
Not.
Anyhow, okay. It's not.
It relevant. Doesn't matter.
She's married now for 5 years.
Yeah, she's
years?
Married to the wonderful man of God.
Okay.
She said it's hard.
An MOG.
Yes. 5 years later, I'm now remarried. Okay, and the kiddo calls him daddy. That's her choice.
Okay.
It's hard. I still have to speak forgiveness towards my ex often. Uh-huh. It's also hard for my daughter, who's turning 9 soon. We haven't heard from her birth father since the divorce. Yeah, okay, so she was married.
Oh, she was married.
Sorry, I had to get.
So that's just her way of separating. He's not my husband.
Yeah. Yes.
The He's birth the, birth father. Father.
The
birth father.
And she doesn't even want to call the child's father because he probably is not involved.
Yes.
So oh, my goodness.
They haven't heard since the divorce, so that was 5 years ago at all. Zero money, no presents on birthdays, Christmas, nothing. The guy's just abandoned the daughter. She asks about him sometimes, and I try to tell her in the most innocuous way possible about the separation, but her questions are getting more intelligent, more probing. Mm-hmm. However much he hurt me, I don't want to turn my daughter against her father. She asked recently why we haven't heard from him, and I said something to the effect of it's his choice. She immediately asked, did I do something wrong?
Yeah, but my question, why aren't you trying to get hold of him, Mom?
That's a good question.
Why don't you try to get hold of him? If you're concerned about this, see, they just love to sit around and make the other guy the bad person.
Yeah, she wants to know how
he
to
hasn't
not
tried
make
to
him
contact
seem like
he
a
hasn't
bad
tried
guy.
To contact you. Hey, Mom, how about you intervene here? Why don't you contact that? Yeah. Hey, Larry,
yeah.
Susan, Mr. Birth Father. You know, listen, lady, he was your husband. How about you quit playing the birth father game, okay? Your ex-husband. My former husband, Larry. Are you coming over? Susan hasn't seen you in 6 months. You know, how about a little bit proactive?
Sounds like it's been several years.
Was it 5 years now? But I'm saying, why wouldn't she do this? Because she's so angry and so bitter. And
Because then it makes him out to be...
No, people.
And some people think that it's confusing to have the two dads involved in the life.
Well, then why is she even talking about the other
The little girl's asking
the
about
little
him,
girl's
though.
The girl's asking. The mom's not bringing up. The but little
how,
girl's wanting to know.
How old is the little girl?
Nine.
Nine. Yeah, I mean, so she was four when dad split up. Man, I was about that old when my mom got divorced. I didn't even know anything about it. I don't remember anything about it. Then the way that this memory stays is she keeps rehearsing it in front of her.
Not necessarily. If she knows that this isn't her real... See, the thing is when your mom got remarried, you were adopted and they never talked about
it. That's my point.
But then you had other siblings.
They keep rehearsing that there's...
If the little girl...
We don't know. We don't know what she's doing. I'm just theorizing.
How long has she been married now?
Five.
So she would
5 years.
So
that's assuming she got married the minute she met this guy.
Yeah.
So the girl could have been three or two. Right?
She no, got I don't
okay,
know.
But if
no,
she
was divorced 5 years ago, or she got
says
married
5 years later, she's remarried.
Oh, 5 years
so
later.
So there was some time where there was no dad,
so she's
and
4 years
now there's
old,
a dad.
And now there's that. So he's real new at 9.
Yes.
All right. That's I thought she was a new dad at 5 years ago.
Yes.
All right. Now we got the facts.
Yeah. So, she hasn't had this new dad since she was four.
So, and what's her question?
She just wants to know how do I approach
just
this?
About her life.
Sorry. How do I approach this without sounding like the bitter ex or making him out to be a monster?
Don't be a bitter ex and don't make him out to be a monster.
Yeah. She knows kind words to speak.
Yeah. People act.
Right. Contact him.
People act like they have no control over everything. How do I quit from being a bitter witch? I don't know. How about you don't be a bitter witch? How can I keep from making him sound like a monster? I don't know. Say nice things about him. What kind of question is that? Just be nice.
And then when the little girl wants
people
to
want magic.
Did,
they write me for magic.
No, hello,
I'm doing magic here.
And if hello, we wouldn't see, nobody's listening loved to me. Each other so
I'm
much,
trying to do magic,
you.
And you girls
so you
are interrupting
from
me.
Love.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with her. That's because we're actually trying to be helpful.
I am being helpful. I'm doing what they want. I'm doing what they want. People write us for magic. Now, just wait a minute. Hello, blah, 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 and you get a little, you know those voodoo dolls.
Yes.
And you stick in the, blah, blah. How can I be nice? What magic? There's just be nice. I mean,
first
what a question.
All,
how do I get from being a bitter witch?
Well,
just don't be
girl,
bitter.
It's not her fault, and she didn't do anything wrong.
That's not the question.
Yes,
the question is, how do I not be bitter and make her husband, her dad, be
don't
evil?
Don't say anything bitter
don't say
and
anything
mean.
Bad. You got to write me for this?
Yeah.
But do try to contact him and see if he'll come around. Well, maybe, I don't know, if
she felt that it would make a good discussion for your show.
I need medication. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Sign up for Mark's newsletter for your chance to win a Kindle Fire. Visit laughyourway.com.
Hey, this used to be the theme song too. Our first show. Love Marriage and Stinkin' Thinking. A run of all of 13 weeks.
Tommy.
No, that's not Tommy. That's Jimmy. Jimmy Bratcher.
Mm-hmm. He's by the sex.
Oh, no. Who knows?
Used to remember the guy's name. But no.
Anyway, you're back to the Mark Gardner Show. Talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Trying to answer your email. Are we done with this lady?
Are you done?
Basically writes, you know, she's concerned about her daughter wanting to know about her dad, and she doesn't want her to feel
who's
bad.
Non-existent.
And we misunderstood. Clearly, it's a divorce situation.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been around. The little girl, now there's a new guy in her
mm-hmm.
life.
And
she's
calls
still,
daddy.
And she's still curious about, and
the
it was a narrow
guy.
Thing, where's my other dad? Why did he leave us? And I don't know. And she doesn't want her to sound bitter. And so just don't sound bitter. And don't say nasty things about him. And, you know, just own it. What happened? You know, well, he was mean and horrible to me. No, just, you know, how about, you know, it didn't work out and we're sad. And
it's very normal in situations like that for the child
what a
to
jerk.
Feel
what
there's
guy just,
something that they could have done to change it.
Oh, yeah. They say very often the kids think that it's their fault.
Very often.
We had the one email that the mother told the lady it was your fault that we got divorced.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little crazy, too. But apparently that's very common that kids think it's something that they have done.
It's icky. It's nasty. I know everybody bemoans it, but that's why you single people. Don't be stupid. Make the right decisions in the first place so you don't go down this rat hole with this lady. You'd be curious to figure out, did you not, what, he was abusive and everything else? You didn't see this before
apparently.
You married? It's often how many times they say, well, yeah, I saw it, but I thought I could change him or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why
or they were having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, God didn't want you to go down this path. Okay? Again, you reap what you sow, but we don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
See, it wasn't because she made a bad decision or who knows what she was doing with this guy ahead of time. It was that he was a bad man.
Yeah.
Everybody will do everything they can to separate anything they do from what they get in life. And you do that. The truth is, you got in a bad marriage, and that's what people don't understand. You got in a marriage, bad marriage. Why did that happen? Well, that was a choice you made.
Yeah.
But they were awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's something you didn't see.
Yeah.
You didn't look at their character. You were too caught up in the emotions. Again, you reap what you sow. Something in Western culture we do not want to hear. You want to make people mad? Point out that what they have in life is because of what they did.
Oh, they don't like that.
They will hate you.
Because it's always about somebody else or something
else. They will hate you, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what they can't handle. But it's true. You reap what you sow.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to stop the crazy? Stop the crazy. Just be nice to the guy and don't
pray for him. Pray for him with the little girl. Say, dad's just kind of hurting. There's some things going on, but let's just pray for him and be nice.
Speaking of that situation, Jimmy Bratcher, the guy who a lot of the bumper music and a great friend of ours, he was divorced from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept praying with their child for Jimmy.
Yeah.
And one day, while they were in church praying for him, Jimmy comes in the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know it.
And they didn't know it. And he hears the message, and he comes forward and asks Jesus in his heart. I mean, it's a dramatic story.
So, and they got remarried.
Yeah, and they got remarried.
All these years later.
Yeah. He said, he always has a line. He says, we've been married for 37 years. Technically longer than that, but we didn't count the first time.
Yeah.
You know?
The first years didn't count.
There's all kinds of, well, not in her case, she's already remarried.
Yeah.
And stuff, but you can still pray for the guy and stuff. So, anyway, for what it's worth, move on. What do we got?
Okay, this guy, I think he's a little confused, but you can maybe straighten him out. He says,
I'm confused. How can I straighten anybody else out?
I have a question, Mark. You're always talking about doing the math, so I decided to get out my trusty counting fingers and start working on a problem.
Okay.
If people get married at 18 and aren't using birth control, why on earth aren't there huge families with 10 to 15 children all over the country?
Wait. What kind of premise is that? Who says they're not using birth control?
Who says they're getting married at 18?
But even if they are, I mean...
Is he just saying that... What if?
He is assuming because you say people get married young and have lots of babies.
Now here's the thing.
I told you he was confused. I told you.
That's what people say. Well, why don't these kids get married and go to college as married? And sometimes they say, well, what about pregnancy? What, 1950, that was an issue. Yes. They're having sex anyway now with birth control.
Yeah.
Just because you get married don't mean you start having children. It's an absurd premise. But anyway, so what's he trying to say?
Well, he wants to know why, if they're getting married at 18 and not using birth control, why aren't there all these big families? Because that's not what people are doing.
That's my point.
They're not even doing that. I don't understand. That's why I said he's confused.
Yeah.
He's confused.
If people are getting married on Ferris wheels, then how come we don't see more unicorns? What?
Yes. I think
who's getting married
confused
on Ferris wheels? And what's that got to do with unicorns? The guy's not making any sense.
Okay, he has another question. He said, also, I remember you guys making fun of men who have to use condoms because they aren't married. So do you endorse some type of birth control for married people? What does Jesus say about birth control?
He didn't say anything about birth control.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's totally up to the people who get married. Whether they do or
if
don't.
If you're making fun of people who use condoms outside of marriage, do you recommend them for people inside?
What the heck?
I told you he's confused. I'm sorry.
He's very
now
confused.
I'm just being mean.
Yeah, you've gotten into the Mark Gunger mode here.
I'm sorry. They aren't married, so what do you use for birth control when you're married? Okay, birth control outside of marriage.
Between the couple.
You're crossing
the
wires,
friend. That's what I'm saying. We got married on a Ferris wheel. Where are all the unicorns? What? This guy's connecting lines that aren't there.
Yeah.
I said maybe you could straighten him out. He's a little confused.
Yeah, I think so.
But you don't recommend condoms for married men either, right?
I don't recommend having...
And you don't recommend having sex prior
outside
to being married,
yes.
Married either.
He's confusing everything.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
I think we've stumbled onto a crazy man. I don't know what he's talking about.
He's connecting wires and questions and thoughts and ideas that
aren't even connected.
There are some people that get married and they have no intention. They can get married young and have no intention on having a family. They don't want a family. They are happy. They are content.
Yes.
They are productive, both in the kingdom of God and in society. Yep. And whatever they choose to do, that's between them.
Yeah.
I think it's sad. So, I think you should be having children, but...
Yeah.
That was just a bizarre set of questions.
Yeah, it was very weird.
It was all weird. All right, let's take a break and see if we can find something even weirder right after this.
Mark Gunger. Yeah, we've got an app for that. Download your free Mark Gunger app today.
Show talking about love, marriage, and relationships, along with Diane Brierley and my bride, Debbie Gunger, who almost 40 years ago actually agreed to do life with me.
What was she thinking?
That's exactly what
we're dumb.
What
we're really dumb.
Thinking?
We're dumb. You know, we were just broke and dumb, and we loved each other.
And you were crazy
great.
About
we
each other.
Doing life and having. People often tell, say, why are you doing it? Do you have some dramatic story? Did you guys hate each other? Were you at the verge of divorce? No, we actually like each other.
Most days.
I mean, we have more problems now doing what I'm doing for a living now.
Ain't that the truth?
Now we get on each other's nerves because I'm
irony of
traveling
ironies.
All over the world and everything trying to help everybody else's marriage.
When you're doing the
we're
marriage
fine,
thing, you
guys
are
working
fine.
On marriages.
We like to debate the finer things in life. Debate.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right, okay, parenting question. My wife and I love your show, and we are happier and more in love with each other than ever before. We are still married after 21 years. We were blessed to have your ministry change our relationship. I wish our parents talked to us about love, sex, and marriage, but growing up in an ultra-conservative church, sex was taboo. Thanks for your show.
Thank
Got
you.
A question for you. Help. We have three teenagers.
I need somebody.
Yes. three teenagers, and a 10-year-old. My wife and I do the best we can to talk to our kids about God's plan for sex and marriage, but need help. Yes, mm-hmm. the subjects can be embarrassing, but we need tools to show our kids God's plan. Also, my boy is 13. I need your advice on what to say to him to stay away from the MMOG syndrome. I want to be the best father I can
be. Masturbating man of God.
Yes. Yeah. But my training from my father was not there.
Just talk to him. That's all you got to do. And here's the thing. Don't make it a big deal. You don't need big, long sermons. In fact, the shorter you can keep it and the more often you can do it, the better. Mm-hmm. The world has been changed. Every day, companies make billions of dollars with 30-second commercials.
Yep.
A simple message that they hear over and over again. Where we blow it is in this conservative model that she's talking about. We have a big, long talk with them one time when they're 12, mm-hmm. and then we don't talk anymore. And then they're a disaster because they keep hearing all these bad messages. You need to keep revisiting this with your kid over and over and over again. When they're 13 and 14 and 15 and 16 and 17, 18, then you kick them out. All right? You got to keep revisiting over and over again. Just keep talking about it. Keep bringing it up. And
the nice thing about the media world we live in, you get lots of opportunities to bring it up all the time. Unless you ban TV
from your home.
Yeah.
And some people do.
Sure.
Which is fine by me. But if you don't, at a minimum, they're going to hear or see a million negative sexual things. Every time you're there and you see or hear that with them, stop. Hit pause. Turn on the volume. Hey, Bob, what do you think of that? I know we're not supposed to. Yeah, don't you ever talk to a woman that way. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
They're going
to
see it just walking around the malls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yep. You see that over there? Yeah. What do you think is wrong with that? Well, I don't know. Well, you see how she's dressed that way? It's pretty provocative, isn't it? You see, Sarah, well, you should never do that. You should never dress like that. Yes, Dad. Okay, that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Move on and have fun with it, you know? The more you talk about it, the better it is. Short. Not even 30-second commercials. I'm talking 15-second spots. Mm-hmm. Just keep coming back. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da. And the whole time through their teens. You can start at 10, whenever they're ready. And everybody's scared to death. You know, it's just sex. You know, she's, oh, the 13, and when do I start talking? And people are always emailing me, Pastor, can I show my kid your DVDs? I don't know what they think. What am I going to show, porn flicks or something?
They're afraid that you have something scary on there.
What am I going to say? See, that's the negative thing about the culture in which we live today.
Yep.
People used to be raised on farms.
Yeah.
You ever been to a dairy farm?
Mm-hmm.
Dairy farm is nothing but a big bunch of legalized cow prostitution.
Yeah.
They got all these cows. They're all hoed out. They got one bull. Keeps them pregnant all the time. When you grew up in that, you saw sex all the time. They jump on each other. You see the sticking out. That happens. You know that they know this at age two. Everybody grew up and it was perfectly fine. Today we're scared to death. Oh, they're gonna learn about a wiener. Honestly, lady, relax. You guys just talk to your kids about it. There's nothing wrong with it. See ya.
Bye, bye, boys.
Have fun